The USDA is looking at a farm input cost study. I'm Keith Wenberg with your WNAX Farm News Updates. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. The USDA and the Justice Department now have an agreement in place to look at issues connected to rising farm input costs and their impacts on our producers.
USDA and the Department of Justice signed a memorandum of understanding that aligns a joint commitment by both of our agencies to protect American farmers and ranchers from the burdens imposed by high and volatile input costs such as feed, fertilizer, fuel, seed, equipment, and other essential goods while ensuring competitive supply chains, lowering consumer prices, and the resilience of U.S. agriculture and the food supply.
USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins said this program is designed to help out our U.S. ag producers. She said they are not going to wait to watch our producers suffer any longer. She said this program will start today.
To take a hard look and scrutinize competitive conditions in the agricultural marketplace, including antitrust enforcement that promotes free market competition. There will be more announcements on that to come, but that work begins today.
At the same time, she pointed out the USDA has a possible plan to rebuild the U.S. cattle inventory.
We are developing a robust plan to revitalize and diversify the U.S. beef industry for producers, processors, and consumers. We will provide more details at a rollout in mid-October. Our plan will focus on opening up more working lands, expanding risk mitigation tools for our beef cattle industry.
While it does sound like a good plan, it does not include additional funds for our cattle producers.
We have no current plans to offer any payment to beef producers.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Wenberg.